This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. We go out to the phones straight away on this segment and talk to Allegheny County Councilman Dan Grisback. He's got a lot to say and something very important at tomorrow's meeting. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Doing well, Colin. Thanks for having me today.
Certainly. This is something that is a pressing matter, and it's something that's very timely. Tell me what you're pushing forward tomorrow, because I don't know if the general public knows how quickly this has to happen.
Sure. So about 3 months or so ago, I introduced a bill that would provide term limits for all Allegheny County Council members, as well as all row offices in Allegheny County. So that's the county executive, the controller, the treasurer, the district attorney, and the sheriff. So again, that's 3 terms, 12 total years. And the important thing about this piece of legislation is that in order to amend our county charter, there'd be a ballot referendum. So us passing this bill for Allegheny County Council would then put the item up to a vote by the voters of Allegheny County. They would be the ones that would ultimately be deciding whether or not they want term limits. And you mentioned kind of the time frame around this. So in order to get this on the general election in November, it would have to be passed by our July 8th meeting of Allegheny County Council. So not tomorrow, but in a week. And the reason that I chose to pull it, so, you know, normally whenever we go through the process of introducing a bill, it gets sent to an individual committee, then it'll be heard by the committee chair and all members of that committee, and then it'll get sent out of committee to a full vote of council with either a positive, neutral, or negative recommendation. Well, this bill has, you know, been discussed in committee, but it hasn't been sent out of committee yet by the committee chair. So tomorrow I'll be introducing a motion to pull that bill. And in order to pull the bill and actually vote on it for all of council, council will first have to vote to pull the bill. And so that's just why I'm choosing to utilize that kind of different methodology for getting the bill out of committee.
Well, answer me this, because to me it just seems like logic. You're not trying to stifle terms at just one term. It's 12 years, which just seems rather suitable. I mean, nobody wants Mitch McConnell in at all. I don't think any logical person in this country does. 12 years seems like a more than ample time to serve.
Right, and that was my goal. I didn't want anything that was overly stringent, and I do think in a lot of legislative positions, you know, you want to give people more time, because depending on the partisan makeup, if it's Republican or Democrat, you know, in Allegheny County, we usually have majority Democratic control, but even amongst the Democrats, there's a wide array of, you know, backgrounds and opinions and beliefs. And so giving folks more time that they can go about, you know, pushing the legislation that they're really passionate and concerned about, 12 years gives them more than enough time to do so. I also felt that, you know, we didn't want to go any further than that, because especially in some of these row offices, you have the ability to accrue a lot of power over time. And so making it any longer than 12 years, I think, one, you see what kind of you alluded to with someone like Mitch McConnell or Dianne Feinstein, where it's very clear this person should no longer be in office. But what often happens is they get reelected over and over and over again, either one, purely off of name recognition, or two, because they're so ingratiated with a lot of the special interests that we have within our political system that give them large donations election after election after election, and make it so difficult for a new candidate with fresh ideas to really break through.
Now, I would be in full support of this, because I do think that we need fresh turnover and we need fresh voices. Would one of the blowbacks be from the people, essentially, who would be in these positions themselves for a long time? Would it center around pension and around long-term benefits? I'm lost here what the pushback would be.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, I think the biggest pushback, like there is something to be said about pension and long-term benefits, right? The longer that you're in that position, the more you can accrue those benefits. But I think the bigger thing is that folks just really don't generally want to be termed out, right? And, you know, I'm not introducing this bill to go after any individual elected official. I'm kind of introducing it because being a relatively new member of council, only a year and a half into my term, it's kind of the easiest time for me to do so, right? I don't have the difficult decision to make because I'm not at the end of that third term, right? I don't have to worry about only having one term left to do what I want to get done. Or a lot of folks just, they like serving, right? They like serving their community. They like going to community events. They have a really strong ties to their community, and they still feel that they can do the job. And I think in some cases, they're correct. But I think in other cases, you know, we see what happens when an elected official thinks they can still do the job, but they very clearly can't, right?
Dan Grisbeck, Allegheny County Councilman, joining right now. Then, you answered, I think, a pretty good question right there. Then you have the ability to look in the mirror and then say, the impetus is on me to get things done in a timely manner during my terms or term, so to speak, in that I can't drag out all that I want to do. Then would this then turn it into making council or making the sheriff or making a DA, whoever it is, get stuff done in a timely manner and press them a little bit, and that's beneficial to all the citizenry?
I think you're spot on. I think that's my second biggest thing, right? I see this from a lens most of council, but you were exactly correct. It applies to all of these positions, because if you know that, okay, well, you know, I'm going to be up for election in about a year, and then I have another year after that, and, you know, I'm probably going to get reelected because I've been here for 16 years. Everyone in the community knows me. There's usually not a ton of money or interest in a lot of these county elections, and so I'm probably going to get reelected, and, you know, maybe I don't need to be in too much of a hurry to make sure that I get this particular bill done. It's exactly what you said, right? I mean, these folks that would only be able to finish up their term because the bill doesn't kick anyone out, you know, anyone that's over three terms that's currently serving, if this were to pass, they wouldn't get kicked out. They would still be able to complete the term that they're currently in. But what it would do is it would, like you said, give them that real sense of urgency. Hey, these last 2 years, I need to make these 2 years really count because this is all I have left. I think a really great example of that is Councilman Macy. Councilman Macy, represents the Mon Valley. He's done so for, I believe, almost 20 years at this point. And in these last, I'd say year or so, he knew that he wasn't going to run for reelection. And he's been more active pushing legislation than he has in years because he knows, hey, this is all I've got. I've got to make sure that this counts, right? I've got to make sure that I leave my lasting legacy and that I get everything possibly done that I want to before I leave office.
You've certainly taken a straw poll or at least have a text chain, I'm guessing. Do you think you have the support from your fellow council members?
I think right now it is an uphill battle. I think there was a point in time where I would have told you that I had a majority, and unfortunately I can say that there are at least a few members of council that are pretty adamantly against term limits. I understand my fellow members of council need to, I guess, play the political game, right? You don't want to rub people the wrong way. You don't want to get them, against you for future bills that you're going to be pushing. So I think it's going to be tough right now. My goal is to, folks maybe not be ready tomorrow to push this bill forward. I'm happy to hold it for another week because, like I said, we still do have one more week before we would have to pass this. They need a little more time to think about it. But I can tell you that if this fails, this year, this won't be the last time that I bring this up. I'll have continuous discussions with my council members, see what maybe needs tweaked for them to get on board, because I know that the majority of members of council that I have talked to are absolutely in favor of the concept of term limits. But I think so often, unfortunately, in the political process, the actual politics comes over the policy, and folks may not vote for things that they support on merit.
I'm sure. I'm positive of that. Last thing for you, do those same people who would vote against it know, or do they have the inclination, the same one that I do, if it gets to the ballot box, it's a slam dunk that people would vote for term limits?
I've kind of heard mixed thoughts on that, but I think you're absolutely correct, right? When we look at the polling on term limits, regardless of Republican, Democrat, Independent, I mean, it does not matter. It consistently polls in the 80s. I mean, I think this is a slam dunk. You're going to see probably one of the highest percent totals for any ballot measure in the history of Allegheny County if this gets on the ballot.
Dan, you're a good man. Thank you for always being available. It's incredible we agree on something. I like it. But
it happens every once in a while.
It does. Good stuff. I commend you for your beliefs, and I commend you for sticking to them and pushing this forward, and we'll talk again soon.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Absolutely. Look, he's dead right on this. Why do we want career politicians? We talk about that on both sides all the time. We don't want people who've only known what it's like to be a politician. We're talking about sheriff. We're talking about county council. We're talking about the DA. We're talking county row offices. People go and they get into a cushy office or an office on Grant Street when they're in their 20s, and then you turn around and they're 58 years old and they're ready to retire in a couple years. That's not what local government's supposed to be, I don't think. Good on Dan. Really, good on Dan.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.